This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russian forces in northeastern Ukraine already pushed back to near the Russian border appear to be launching a new counteroffensive 3 months into the war. Authorities in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, said Thursday that Russian shelling had killed at least 7 civilians and wounded 17 others. Russian officials have not yet commented on the developments near Kharkiv. China and Russia vetoed on Thursday a U.S.-led push to impose more United Nations sanctions on North Korea over its renewed ballistic missile launches. The vote publicly split the U.N. Security Council for the first time since it started placing sanctions on Pyongyang in 2006. The remaining 13 council members all voted in favor of the U.S. draft resolution that proposed banning tobacco and oil exports to North Korea. It would also blacklist the Lazarus hacking group, which the United States says is tied to North Korea. The vote came a day after North Korea fired 3 missiles, including one thought to be its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, less than 12 hours after President Joe Biden concluded his 6-day visit to the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken outlined the Biden administration's strategy to outcompete China in the next decade by investing in critical infrastructure, bolstering supply chain security, and working with allies. In a long-anticipated speech to an audience in Washington, he said the U.S. intends to shape the strategic environment to ensure Beijing does not move the world away from universal values that have helped shape the international order for the past 75 years. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this